opinions on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. It is the 17th of November, 2020. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and of course, our phone line's here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I think we are. Are we, Ashley, are we streaming today? It's always a, you know,
well, I wondered,
it's always an adventure,
yes,
with our
because computers. Because the TV this morning, because I always like to turn on the news as we're getting ready, was a gray screen, which made me think we're not getting any transmission whatsoever at home. Just
well,
curious.
Did you change the channel?
No.
So maybe it was just the channel.
I don't know. I was just trying to get the TV to work.
Oh,
anyway.
I know what it was.
Okay. Should we talk about the weather? We'll talk about that.
You can't. You know what? When I turned off the TV last night, because we'd watched The Crown.
We were watching from the beginning.
150 episodes in a row. The TV just kind of like went blank when I turned it off.
Oh.
So maybe it has. Maybe we just have to go back and plug it and reset
okay.
it.
Well, okay. Well, we are watching it from the front because the fourth season has just been, and Carl comes in when I'm watching the beginning of the fourth season and says, who's that? What's that? And I said, well, do you want, it's really, an award-winning, brilliantly acted. So we started from the beginning.
I didn't realize it was going to take 46 hours of my life.
It's only episode 6. Hey, good morning, everybody. It's currently 46 degrees in the downtown studios. Hey, look, looks like we're going to have 100% chance of rain. I'm not seeing it outside right now, are you folks? Okay, but that's including today. It's supposed to be rainy with a high 54 and outside low. Our overnight low is 46. Tomorrow calls for showers once again, 100% chance. But see, I'm seeing the sunrise. It looked like beautiful skies when the sun was coming up over the mountains today from our view. Wednesday, again, a high of 57, overnight lows of 40. And Thursday calls for 30% chance of showers with a high of 56 and overnight lows of 36. Woo. Friday, mostly sunny, high of 60, overnight lows of 35, getting down into that almost freezing weather. Okay, so that is our weekly forecast. Looks like rain until Thursday. Weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. All right, so...
And during the month of November, he's adding an extra discount on for our veterans.
Who's he?
Chuck Finney.
Yes, because I was looking at something else. Yeah, Chuck. Oh, that's wonderful because it's Veterans Month, Veterans Day. Yeah, Chuck Kenny, who's,
Judy are giving an additional discount for veterans.
An amazing thing. And, Chuck, who served during Vietnam, was a helicopter pilot, does amazing things. If you've ever heard him on the program, he will take those who served in Vietnam and take them back to the sites. He's very involved with still trying to find, MOPs.
MIAs.
POWs.
No. I know you just MIA. Combined them. You combined
I'm
them.
I'm sorry.
I know. No, it's okay.
I didn't mean to be sacrilegious.
It's still really early for all of us.
Yeah, it's okay.
No. It's because you were thinking both. No.
Okay, you guys. So I want to share with you. Those are just tuning in right now. Carl and I, you know, Carl sometimes rolls his eyes because it's like, why do you say everything? Because, you know, I mean, I kind of live out loud, and in my life, I have performed in places.
But when you live out loud, I end up living out loud. There is the difference.
Well, I just want to share that, you know, in performing in Africa, you know, going into the eye of the storm, where unrest is happening in Malaysia, I mean, I performed in these places. I've been there. You know, with unrest, I was with a runaway, you know, a car with girls in it, you know, while I was performing in Mexico. I mean, just, you know, things that could be extremely dangerous and turn at any minute. So we made a collective decision. It was very difficult to make because we haven't seen our kids since Thanksgiving of last year. And, you know, our daughter, and he's a U.S. Marshal, our son-in-law, and our son and daughter, she's a nurse, and she's in definitely the front lines in Albuquerque. Definitely, yesterday she texted and said that she'd been working all day with COVID patients in Albuquerque, and it is just so heartbreaking. But we just gathered the information, even though our hearts, and we was ready. My Christmas tree is up, okay? Our Christmas tree is up. We worked on it together. I had my bag out. You know, I've been planning. I've got my Christmas shopping done. You know, there's a whole thing of what it is to get ready to go out of town, get on the road, love to drive, couldn't wait for the trip. Carl was going to go shooting with the guys from his, Northern California Firearms, and they were all going to take a five-day class, and we were going to meet up in Las Vegas and then drive to Albuquerque. But we canceled our trip. So my heart was broken. But now as we understand why, there were lots of reasons, and one of them is Albuquerque is closed. And then we heard from our governor yesterday. We'll give you more updates about that. The governor was talking about closing, you know, California. And we just thought, you know, with all the breakout.
He pretty much has announced.
Yeah. Well, when we look at the breakout of what's happening in COVID and how uncomfortable it is for other people, and it just felt like it's, you know, everything led to, even though 150% of our hearts wanted to go, we decided that we didn't feel that it was a time for us to go. So we have a, you know, Health and Human Service Agency update here about COVID-19. It's real. It's happening.
Well, on Friday, we had 220 cases of came up positive. Let me put it this way. Came up positive 98 Saturday, 27 hospitalized. Now, is this the latest?
This is the latest that Ashley just, by the way, hi, Ashley.
Good morning, Ashley. She doesn't have her ears on. Okay. She's talking to us.
All right, so she printed out.
Currently in extensive care units, 8. They have no idea how many are in quarantine or really or in isolation right now. Negative tests so far, 77,454, and total test, 77,752. Now, currently intensive care, I said that, 8. And the reason, and 36 deaths. And 19 children under the age of 13, at least 318 cases on Friday and Saturday. 24 teenagers, one person is over the age of 89. Good on you, buddy. You were out there partying? No, just kidding. 4 people in their 80s. Mainly, the most of the people are in their 60s or below, by far. 67 people in their 20s. So that leads to other questions, too. Again, keeping track of how many have caught this virus really is there's no reason for it, because once you've caught it and you've gotten past it, you're past it. You know, what we should be looking at is how do you, how do you control so many people getting it? Now, we took our COVID test yesterday, because we may have been exposed. We have very, really close friends that went to a family wedding, 15 mm-hmm. people there, 15 people there of the family. Since the wedding, 3 of them have been tested positive for COVID. They are really good friends.
They have symptoms.
Well, it's beyond symptoms.
Yes.
You run 103 temperature for 4 days, and
right.
and you lose your sense of smell and taste. That's pretty good indicators. Mm-hmm. Anyway, what I want to share is, for all you veterans out there, if you think, well, you know what, I may have been exposed, and I do need a COVID test, and you get runarounds everywhere. Okay, this will take you 4 days to get in there. This will take you 3 days. Go down to the VA. If you're a veteran, go down to the VA. If you're in their system, they ask you 3 questions. If you say I may have been exposed, I gave the symptoms of my friends, and so they said, okay, we're going to give you a COVID test. You then get back in your car. You drive up to a designated area. They mm-hmm. come out. They make sure it's you, because they're labeling the mm-hmm.
Swab
container. They do it. put it in the swab, and you're out. It took all of about 10 minutes, mm-hmm. and I'm going to hear tomorrow about it. So if you're a veteran and you've got a question about maybe have I been exposed to this, and frankly, my friends, how have we not been exposed to it? When you think about it.
And what's the incubation?
How have we not been exposed?
How about if you're around somebody who then you hear has COVID, like maybe 3 or 4 days later, how long is it incubating in your body? So maybe you are exposed and they don't have it until a week later. We got to take a break because I want to tell you about my personal as well. And I know we can't, we're just like, quit talking about COVID. Well, it's very real and we see how it's affecting us as a community. It's affecting us as individuals. It's affecting our holidays. It's affecting everything.
Well, and see, there's a question I want to talk about too. To all my friends who are very, very strict about this masking and all this. Hey, Turtle Bay is inviting you to a Magical Moving Feast fundraiser on Saturday, November 21st. Experience Reading Garden of Lights before the general public while savoring delicious food and beverage from Mosaic along the way. Tickets are $100 and ticket sales close this Friday. Get yours and learn more at turtlebay.org. All right.
We're going to be right back here at KCNR. Good morning, everybody. It's Carl and Linda on our live program on this Tuesday, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We'll see you after the break.
KCNR, 96.5 FM and AM 1460 are honoring our veterans this holiday season with Operation Holiday Salute 2020. If you wish to thank our veterans for their service, you can join forces with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. The holidays can be particularly difficult times for veterans, and this is your opportunity to lend a helping hand. A portion of the proceeds go to support homeless veterans. Call KCNR at 530-605-4565 and become part of Operation Holiday Salute.
Clean all-cloth car wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash coupons, or choose from 4 different car wash packages. Car washes start at just $9, or you can choose from a variety of car wash packages. Buy 5 car wash packages and get 1 free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and clean all-cloth car wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of RABA buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be 3 gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palos Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Is this fever? Is this just allergies? Caught in a lockdown, no escape from the family.
Keep going.
Touch your eyes, just hand sanitize quickly.
Don't go away, go away, wait.
I'm just a poor boy, no job security, because I'm easy spread, even though I wash my hands, laying low. I look out the window, cup doesn't look flatter to me.
Wait, here it comes. Wait.
Mama, I just killed a man.
Okay, let's just go right into that. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here in the studios of KCNR.
I want to hear the whole thing.
You know what? Then listen to it on your own time, okay?
She also owns a radio station. It is her time,
yeah,
too.
Well, I can do whatever I want to do.
Well, you have your own show. I'm not even there. You have your own show.
Yeah, this Thursday I'm going to play it.
You are? This Thursday?
No, December 3rd.
Okay.
And we're going to be talking the whole time about Festival of Light.
You know what? Here we are. Let's just forget the introduction who and all this stuff is. Let's talk about this. I have somebody in here telling me that COVID is real, but the reaction to it isn't. And then, of course, Happy Earthling's in here. And she does an amazing amount of research. I mean, and when she writes something on the chat room, I mean, it is like a paragraph here. And the person said, if I can get back over there, said something to the effect that COVID's real, but it's the way it's being handled is what's wrong. And I could, I can probably see a lot of what you're saying, my friend, is true. Because here we are being told it is so serious that we're locking down the state. They're looking at a curfew. They're looking at a curfew. Now, imagine this. We're being told in the United States of America we're going to have a curfew. And at the same time, several California lawmakers are where, honey?
Well, according to this, I'm sorry. Okay, California braces for curfew. This is the headline. Some lawmakers gather in Maui.
That's right.
It's like Newsom at French Laundry in Napa. He said, I made a terrible mistake.
No, he didn't make a mistake.
That's what he said. He came out and said, I made a terrible mistake.
I know what he said. But Newsom, this is another reason. And when you see a petition to recall this man, you should run there and sign it. You should have one in every neighborhood. Newsom knew what he was doing. He knew he was been destroying businesses. He knew that, that this was wrong. He did know it.
Okay.
He just knew it. And he did it anyway, and he got caught. That's why. Okay. He got caught. And who was he there with? Lobbyist. My friends, lobbyist. That's who paid for it. And these lobbyists have had millions of dollars funneled into the people they represent.
That's exactly this. The article says, although the coronavirus pandemic is largely grounded the global travel industry, it did not stop the annual political conference that brings California lawmakers to Hawaii for 5 days of policy discussions and schmoozing, like you said, with corporate sponsors. The conference, which has been hosted by the Independent Voter Project every November for more than a decade, is taking place this week at the Fairmont Kea Lanai Lanny, I don't even know how you say it, on Maui's southwest shore. The event is smaller this year, only a third of its usual size, Howell said. Organizers book about 50 rooms at the Fairmont and have about 120 people staying there this week, including legislators from California, Texas, and Washington State. Under a travel advisory issued last week, legislators and other attending the conference are recommended to quarantine for 14 days upon their return to California. Now, we have friends during this, and it's gotten progressively worse. It decided, forget it, we're going to go to a vacation place that they go to, and realizing that when they got back, they were going to have to quarantine. And so, you know, I mean,
which wasn't a big thing for him because he can work from
home. Yeah, they can work from home.
And she is.
And, but they needed to get away. But trust me, if anybody who knows me knows that I need to go. It's important in my life. It's like a head thing. It's like a mental thing. So I know a lot of people right now, the shutdowns of schools, we understand that Grant had a bunch of outbreaks. So that's probably part of this. Kids, you know, I mean, we look at teenagers, 19 children under the age of 13. That's just not a pretty, you know, that's just today. So, like I said, I wonder how long it incubates. And, you know, I don't want to live my life in fear because we're still going to the grocery store. We just mask up. And frankly, I got to be honest with you. I'm getting a little irritated with those people who aren't, I mean, I don't want to be, I don't like to use this word Nazi, extremist, I'll say. I don't want to be a mask extremist. I'm here at the studio. You have an option if you want to wear a mask. We're for a part, we clean, you know, we sanitize after every person that's on the air. But, you know, when I see people in the store and they're not wearing a mask, or they're wandering around the store without a mask, and there are maybe two, and the entire store is masked. I find myself being a little irritated with that.
Well, I understand what you're saying. We wear a mask, even though it's shown that, you know, the particles can go through the mask and all this, but it does help protect if you're coughing. And, you know, frankly, everybody coughs some. And somebody was in one store the other day that requires everybody to wear a mask. Well, they had a mask on, but they had it pulled down, and they were coughing as they were walking down the aisle.
Lovely.
Which kind of anyway, is COVID serious? Hell yes, it's serious. Now, I still always go back to this. The death rate is extremely, extremely low. The fact that people get sick, and now they're saying, oh, 70% of the people are going to have lung issues. I don't believe that for a second. 70% of the people that have it are going to have lung issues. You know, you see these headlines. You see these without it being what? How many people have you tested on this? You know, if you tested 5,000 people and they're going to 70% are going to have long-term health issues. You know, I don't believe that has been really studied. However, the thing that gets me is that I see people who have been very, you know, they are adamant about putting nasty things in about people. It's usually rednecks who will. The one that I saw was, I'll defend this country with my last breath. I will fight for my country. The guy's got like the old redneck meme. And then at the end, they said, well then wear a mask. And then the person just, you know, his eyes bulge and all that. Well, the people that put it on there don't follow that. They didn't follow that. And so they got COVID. And to me, you know, if you're going to talk the talk, you got to walk the walk. So, and then I see other people talking about getting together with their families for Thanksgiving. And, you know, truthfully, if our kids were here in this general area where we could get to them in a couple hours, we'd go to Thanksgiving. I wouldn't even hesitate. And just like the rest of our family is doing. But everybody is now wary about what's going on. The last thing we want to do is give our parents, 89 and 87, COVID at this time in their lives. So we were tested yesterday because we were exposed. it for me, it was painless. And Linda, it was,
well, it wasn't painful. It's uncomfortable. I mean, I went to Shasta Regional Medical Group, and you know, my doctor, her assistant or nurse, her nurse, excuse me, did it. So the swab goes up into your nasal passages, one side, and it's like, you know, I felt like it hit the back of my eye or my temple. But, you know, the thing is that you got to do it. It's a moment. It's like if you get a shot, you know, you're for a minute. You know, I got a flu shot, not a big deal, but I'm still bruised from it. You know, going to have to go in for the shingles shot. I mean, listen to us. We sound old. You know, I used to think about this when I was young. You sit around, and what do people do? When you're with the older crowd, they talk about their medications and their doctors and their procedures. Oh, my God, please. So, on the lighter side of things, we're watching The Crown and, of course, the Festival of Lights. We're very excited about that. In fact, we're very lucky because of media, we're going to get to go on Thursday night. It'll be like friends and family and the media. So we're going to get to see this beautiful thing. And, you know, in the darkness of what's going on, this is, I love the fact, however you feel about it, we need to have some light at the end of the tunnel, literally, and through the tunnel. And, you know, the Turtle Bay and Arboretum over there is going to be like a spectacular. People are going to be coming. You know, of course, they're masking and they're doing tickets, so you're going to be spaced. It's not like you're going to be in a crowd of 1,000 people. It will be spaced, and it will be, you'll have tickets at certain times, and it takes about an hour, I guess, to sort of get through. And I can't wait to see it because our guy from Cross Cut Tree has been working on it. And when he did some trimmings for us last week, he said it's really going to be amazing. Anyway, we've got to take a break. We're over time, blah, blah, blah. KCNR, we're so happy you're with us this morning. We do have some great headlines to cover.
And this portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living. River Commons is Northern California's premier retirement community, and, you know, they have it all there. You know, not only is there an activities director, there's a gourmet chef. They have transportation. If you want to use their transportation, you use your own, because this is not an assisted living facility. This is for active seniors that are there. You know, when travel restrictions rise or let up a little bit, you know, just leave your stuff there, go visit, go travel, go see things. They have it all at River Commons Senior Living, and they are pet friendly. Give Brian Martin a call at 238-5981 and get some more information about it. It's River Commons Senior Living. Worry less, smile more. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:32 in the morning here on the 17th of November. Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA 2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA 2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA 2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA 2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
When I was young and unafraid, when dreams were made and used and wasted, there was no ransom to be paid.
From Les Mis, love this song.
Welcome
and
back.
Sing this song. I haven't done it in a long time. It's a hard song to sing, but we have this. We have this on the album, and I just.
But welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Hey, we have got open line for the next hour and a half. So this is your chance. If you come in and give us a call and tell us what's interesting you. Because, frankly, when you go through every news source, it's only two stories. It's COVID. Or it's about the election, and there's really been little movement in the election, though you are hearing things about that with affidavits that have been written and turned in, that how many votes have been lost, how many have been transferred, and the software now is getting a lot of interest. The software, of course, the major Democrat personnel are in the ones that developed the software, that the votes are counted in Spain. It's coming out of Canada, you know, all this. It's the same kind of software that Texas looked at twice and twice turned it down, saying there was too many problems with it. So, you know, now it's looking at that. But try, you know, when you look at every news source out there, and then, of course, you've got the New York Times saying that Trump obviously is a traitor. He's a traitor to the country. This is where we've gone. Christine Annapour, who is this world famous reporter. She's reported from everywhere in the world. The other day, likened the Trump administration to the Nazi government. Said it flat out. Well, she's come back today and said, I really regret saying that. That was absolutely the wrong thing to say.
Because now how seriously do you take somebody who is supposed to report things around the world to say something? And you, people throw that word around, but I don't know if people understand or didn't experience what it was to be in Nazi Germany. But to experience the Holocaust or anybody who survived the Holocaust or families from the Holocaust, you just wouldn't say that.
Just 6 million Jews. That was just 6 million Jews. There was probably another 5 million that were also killed because of, and these were in the Catholic Church. If you didn't match, if you had a physical infirmity, you could go to the camps. If you had, people with Down syndrome, anybody with mental problems went to the camps, and they were killed. So it is, and people use this term, and I do. I say these mass Nazis because it comes from the soup Nazi from Steinfeld.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to try really hard not to use that word anymore because when you do that, it totally lessens what the Nazi government was, a systematic approach to exterminating people and to accuse anybody, any leader in this country of it, is so totally wrong. So moving on from there.
I have positive news. I mean, it's kind of cute. And I think we kind of need a little happiness in our veins. This is about a cat who was from the state of Washington, was lost, and the family figured out, sometimes cats roam. Well, after a week of the cat not coming home, they were like, this is not good. So I would be bothered if it was in the same day, but okay. So they posted pictures. This is the beautiful thing of what can happen with the Internet. And posting things on sites. Well, 2 weeks after they posted, a family member saw a picture of Panda, black and white cat, on the social media. The post confirmed that this cat was alive, but in Alaska.
And from where?
From Washington State.
To Alaska. Somebody picked it up?
Well, it's either that they don't really know because either got in a truck or got on a ship. And then, obviously, how do you make it to
how do you make it to Alaska?
I know.
And they found it, though, because somebody put a picture on
it. Yeah. And its markings and a description. And then somebody said, I've seen that cat.
Have they got the cat?
Yes, they got the cat back. Yeah. But they had a group of people that were called United Angels or something like that raised the money in order to get the cat to fly the cat back. That's good news.
Well, that's one way. Is I could, you could say, have you seen me? And then I'm found someplace on the East Coast, and then you can get me a flight back. So, hey, let me ask you a question. There's a lot, there's many restaurants that to survive, they're staying open. Mm. Would you go to a restaurant? And Health and Human Services has said this. Health and Human Services has said this, that there's no clear indications that people get COVID from restaurants. It's usually from family gatherings or gathering of people, things like this. Would you go to a restaurant that, they're supposed to be shut down, no indoor dining, but some of them are staying open? Places like San Francisco Deli said, we're not closing down. We're just not going to close down. The city and the county are not going to issue citations. And this is through the Board of Supervisors and the City Council, obviously. So we're not going to issue citations. We're not going to make criminals of law-abiding citizens. So you've got and San Francisco Deli is just one that comes to mind, that they're staying open while others are shutting down and are going to outdoor dining, which in itself during the spring or fall or even the summer when you're running air conditioning out there or something, you can handle that. But when it's cold and it's rainy, and the wind's blowing, it's just not going to help anybody. Moonstone received $50,000 in donations, and people are helping Shay there get the to build another spot that he hopes to open in January that's going to let people go out so that they can move. They can have people move in and out of the restaurant
right.
as weather changes and the COVID changes.
It's not going to affect them. And once this is done, we're in control of our destiny.
Yes.
We cannot close and open and close and open and close and open. So this way, we're going to figure out how we can optimize our space. And everybody's into it. You know, I think it's great.
And I hesitate to put other names out. And the reason I put San Francisco Deli out there is because they were in the paper saying we're not shutting down. But there's other restaurants. Somebody says here is Sweetie's on 273 is an option. So would you go to these restaurants and knowing that that they've shut down and this is the rule? Now, frankly, I ignore that rule. I would ignore the rule, and I would go to restaurants that are safe, they're distanced, they are going by the red parameters, where you distance people in there, and they can have up to 50%. I see that as a way of trying to help people here in this town that are just hanging on by a thread, and with everything that's going on in California being run by a guy that obviously is incapable of taking care of it, and that's Governor Newsom. Let's take a quick break. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction has been around for about 12 years. It's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Over 15 instructors. They teach in over 40 different places, 45, I think it's 45 different places, everything from concealed carry to pistol safety, learning about your pistol. That, you know, doesn't lead to a CCW, but can if you want to take, you know, if you want to go on with that. Team building classes, private classes for, say, for your business, if you want to, if you can gather, you know, 5-6 people and you want to take a private class, that can be arranged. Pistol, rifle, shotgun. All of these under Northern Firearms Instruction. Learn more at usgunpro.com or give them a call at 999-1822. We'll be right back, 7:46 in the morning, and it is going to be raining later on today.
Ooh, here I come. Ooh, back to you. There is no home like the one you got, because that home belongs to you. Well, I was in trouble then.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park is open for safe, outdoor fun, play, and discovery. With towering playgrounds, exciting animal shows, our unique parrot playhouse, interactive games, and more, a day at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp is sure to keep the whole family entertained. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WindRiver.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Remember us?
Yes, the Tula Kids?
Well, we're back, and we would like to ask you a few questions.
Do you love TV? Do you like low prices? Call our daddy.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. You know that by not calling the 800 number for your satellite needs, you get local service, faster installation, and most importantly, we speak your language. We ask questions to ensure you get the right package for you and your family. We do big dishes, we do little dishes, we do internet dishes, we even do dish dishes.
Dad, I have never seen you do dishes.
That's because I do them most of the time.
So do I.
No, you don't.
Hey, kids, we're working here. Give us a call, and we'll help you figure out the best for your family. Whether it's dish services or local antenna help or streaming services, call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Or visit us on the internet at btsatellite.com.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
When they see my face, the voice keeps saying, this is where I'm meant to be.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, helping families and seniors and business owners and especially veterans since 1993. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, if there's anything about insurance that Judy Maxwell does not know, it hasn't been invented yet. That's all I can say. We have our insurance with her. Give her a call at 221-0441.
And it is November 17th, and today we like to have this little calendar that Ashley gives us, National Day, Baklava Day, Homemade Bread Day, and Take a Hike Day.
Yeah.
Now let's go to the phones. Janice, good morning. You're live on the air.
Thank you for waiting, Janice.
Yeah, good morning. I just wanted to take this opportunity to give a shout-out to Linda and how much we all miss her and all, both of you at those monthly events at the Elements. I celebrated my 70th birthday October 1st, so I couldn't have you singing for me.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you for that call. I miss it. You know, music is, I think we're all missing the live entertainment, and I know it, you know, I had a couple dates in October. Both were canceled because of one of the fire and one because of 25% seating capacity, yeah. And that would have been out at the, you know, outside at the country club, but thank you for that very much, and happy belated birthday.
Yes, thank you. I remember your last concert that you had and how fantastic it was, how the energy between the band and the band just got better and better as the night went on.
Yeah.
It was really great. And
yeah.
So anyway,
we look
did you say something that you had an album?
Yes, I do. I've had a couple out, and I've done small printings that I would sell at my performances, and I have not done a second printing of that. So it was kind of just for me and for people, for fans at that time. So I don't really have anything online or anything that people can buy right now. But if I see you in person, let me see what I can dig up, okay?
Okay, thank you, Linda.
All right, thanks.
A very good Thanksgiving.
Yeah, same to you. Be well.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Well, that was absolutely sweet.
That was something positive, and that makes me feel loved. And, you know, we really are missing. I was saying that to across the table some time ago that, you know, there's this something that happens, like when you exercise or when you run or when you draw or when you do something that's creative. And for me, the music is like a tonal. It's a, like a healing thing that comes through. It's like a tone, like a humming thing that comes through, and it feeds my body with an energy. And I've been doing this since I was, what, 7, 8? So it's just, I mean, I can do it at home, but it's been something that's a little dormant right now. And I know when I called my bass player, when I say my bass player, the bass player, Bruce Kalin, I mean, all people's gigs are canceled. And they're just like, you know, for somebody who's been a road warrior, and Bruce is a road warrior. I mean, that guy is schlepping his bass around and must be like, does two gigs a night, teaches. It's just weird.
Yeah. And well, you've got some, you know, Cleveland Bonet, Patrick Karch,
Lou White,
Dan Kinkle,
Joe Larson,
all those guys. And, you know, there's people that have traveled down from Oregon and even Washington State that have come down to play for Linda when she's singing. So, I mean, these are, and these gigs are all gone now. And
right now.
So you can imagine.
Not to do Christmas show. I don't remember in my life not doing a Christmas show. Yeah. And before I met you, because, you know, we celebrate our anniversary on New Year's Day, I sang every New Year's Eve. That's what gigs, you know, always New Year's Eve with live bands, with orchestras. I mean, I could do a book on my New Year's Eve experiences in different places in the world that I've sung on New Year's Eve. So that again, it's like, okay, it's just not the same online. I'm not an electronic person. It doesn't feel the same.
Well, you know what? Let's switch it to the forgiveness. Everybody since the election, Democrats are saying, oh, we're going to reach out to you. We are, you know, we've got to unite our country, which is absolutely true. But some of the examples of the left reaching out are a little bit, it seems to me like you're not really reaching out, except you're reaching out with a fist. And one example of this is the show Mandalorian, which is just a huge hit for Disney. And let's just say it, that we watch it all the time too. And it's a great show. Well, one of the characters in this is a woman who, Gina Carrera is, I think it's Carrera or Carano. She's an ex, mixed martial artist, fighter, was rated really high in the mixed martial art thing, you know, has fought, been on TV. She's also been in many movies. Well, she plays the mercenary that is kind of the counterpart to the Mandalorian. Well, she happens to be a Republican, and she passed on a meme about Democrats.
Mm.
They calls for her to be fired from the show. Have, you know, they've got online petitions, fire Karana, fire her from her show because she actually said she passed something on that was humorous about Democrats. And she says, what, you think I'm going to stop, you know, you think I'm going to back off from you people? No, I'm not going to do that. So she's not backing off an inch, but it's not her you have to worry about. It's Disney. And how many people are coming in there to say, oh, we want her fired? You know what? If you're going to do that, I'm canceling my subscription. Yes.
So one of the tweets that she said, she shared a meme saying, Democratic government leaders now recommend we all wear blindfolds along with masks so we can't see what's really going on.
That's what she passed.
Okay.
Okay, now you see these things all the time, but now they're going after this woman who is a – and this is what I don't understand. This is a successful woman. She is a strong woman. She can stand up for herself. She was an incredible fighter. I mean, she fought for real. She's not fighting from her keyboard, if that makes sense to you. She's not a keyboard warrior. And yet, because she had the tremendity, she had the audacity to pass something on like that, they're calling for her to be fired. I find this abhorrent. I find this cancel culture
Cancel culture, that's it.
That they can ruin a person's life because they didn't like what they said. Is this what you want? You want to have nothing but what you agree with on the air or in the on the internet?
And it's not like she said it representing The Mandalorian or Disney.
No.
She said it on her Twitter.
She said it on her Twitter account. But that's all you need to do. As Dave Chappelle said, when he had this great special. And he says, you know, the people, you know what I'm afraid of most? You know who's going to ruin my career? And everybody's going, oh, no.
Nobody,
and
somebody
they
yelled.
They thought they were, yeah, he yelled.
Somebody yelled
from
the crowd.
Right. Trump. He goes, oh, no. The people that can ruin my career is you. Because something I've said 12 years ago or 15 years ago, like Kevin Hart did, can ruin your career, impact your career, because something that I've said will come back because you are going to come after me. And that's exactly what's happening out there. You know, the cancel culture, I can imagine if somebody else owned this station that they would have been hearing about it, you know, about us by now. Anyway, got to take a break.
The news
8 o'clock, and we're going to next hour will be open mic.
All right, we'll be right back. KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is your talk radio.
I'm Rich Thomason. Two social media CEOs, Twitter's Jack Dorsey and Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, back before the Senate Judiciary Committee testifying virtually. Committee Chairman Senator Lindsey Graham kicking off this morning's hearing.
There's Republican and Democrat concern about the power that's being used by social media outlets to tell us what we can see and what we can't, what's true and what's not.
Republicans especially concerned about a perceived anti-conservative bias. Democrats have voiced concern over hate speech and misinformation spread online. The Trump team's lawsuit over the vote in Pennsylvania goes to court for a hearing today. The campaign trying to block state officials from certifying the election results, giving Joe Biden's Pennsylvania's 20 electoral votes. In California, Governor Gavin Newsom says the state's coronavirus caseload has doubled in just the past 10 days. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says Thanksgiving will have to be celebrated differently this year.
Don't travel to visit family in other cities or host others from out of town or other households if possible. For Thanksgiving, please don't eat or gather indoors with people who don't live in your home.
Word this morning of an increase in retail sales last month, up by 0.3%.
It's the sixth straight month of growth. However, analysts had expected the number to rise 0.5% as retailers offered early holiday discounts online and in stores. Retail sales grew by 1.6% in September. Sales plunged in the spring after stores and malls were ordered closed to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
Correspondent Jeremy House, yesterday's rally just a distant memory this morning on Wall Street. Stocks are sharply lower. The Dow is down 238 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's say you've decided to build a bicycle from scratch. Sounds like an impossible project for my skills, but let's say you've got the skills and I offer you an advantage, a special tool that would help you build the bike faster while saving you legitimate money. My guess is you'd say, bring it on. If you wouldn't, well, then this commercial isn't going to make much sense. My name is Ryan. I'm from United Faith Mortgage, and we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is lucky to have a direct lender advantage. Our company is set up to use its own money and make its own lending decisions within its own walls. And often, this advantage allows us to get your refinance or new home loan done faster and get you a better rate, which saves you monthly and lifelong money. Rates are historically low. Now is the time to see how our special tool might work for you. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp. 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1335. Rack animalist number 65233. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
German police have conducted a series of raids in Berlin, arresting several people in a massive operation connected to the spectacular theft of 18th-century jewels from a unique collection in Dresden last November. The BBC's Jenny Hill in Berlin.
It was an audacious heist which shocked Germany. Last November, thieves broke into the historical Green Vault of Dresden State Museum, getting away with jewels and treasure, whose worth was said at the time to be incalculable. Now detectives, who assume that someone working in the gallery must have assisted the thieves, have made what appears to be a significant development in the case. This morning, more than 1,000 officers raided homes, garages and vehicles in Berlin and arrested three people in connection to the break-in. They're believed to be members of a notorious criminal family network based in the capital.
The Green Vault is one of the world's oldest museums. It was established in 1723. News and analysis at townhall.com. New research concludes that time spent playing video games can be good for your mental health.
A study by Oxford University researchers on how playing video games affects mental health used data from video game makers, marking what the authors say is the first such collaboration between academics and the game industry. Lack of transparency from game makers has long been an issue for scientists hoping to better understand player behaviors. The paper released Monday by the Oxford Internet Institute comes as video game sales this year have boomed as more people are stuck at home because of the pandemic, and many countries have once again imposed limits on public life. In a first, the study used data provided by the game makers Electronic Arts and Nintendo of America. Keith Peters reporting.
America's factories, mines, and utilities busier last month. Industrial production rose 1.1%, recovering much of the spring decline caused by the virus pandemic. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Yeah, we're celebrating 10 years on the air. And December, you can stop hearing to say this because we start our 11th year, so it's no longer 10. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's the 17th of November, 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ashley's at the helm. Good morning, Ashley. And she's on the phone right now doing something that we wanted her to do. And Linda Bott.
Yeah, that was really...
And Janice, that was really nice that you when you called in last hour. Because, trust me, Linda misses singing more than you can imagine. This is her life, or part of her life.
Mm.
And without it, it's kind of like...
It's a connection.
Yeah, that it's just not there.
But, so thank you for that. Those are words of encouragement. Okay, welcome back to our morning show. We're going to say it's currently 50 degrees, and it says 100% chance of rain, although it's not raining out right now. But our highs today will be 54, lows of tonight 46. Tomorrow calls for showers with a high of 57 and overnight lows of 40 with rain once again. Wednesday again, 40, 56. Thursday's chance of showers of 56, overnight lows of 36, and Friday calls for mostly sunny with a high of 60 and the overnight lows of 35. Now, that's the weather forecast brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson. This is a family-owned business, veteran-owned business, and they are going to really work with you for your propane and gas needs. That is Shasta Gas Propane. They're amazing people that do incredible things for our community. Now, before we go into, I know you got a little bit of a rant going on with some restrictions that are happening, but we've had somebody on our air, on our show in the morning that talked about racing pigeons.
Several times.
Yes, and they were talking.
We even went down when they were having a race from Reading to L.A.
Exactly.
And if you don't know anything about racing pigeons, it is just
It's fascinating. So in the headline here, because I was looking for, can we talk about something that's not so negative? A champion racing pigeon sold by a Belgian trainer broke a world record and became the world's most expensive pigeon when it sold for nearly $1.9 million. That's right. Yep. Went up on auction.
$1,836,000,000.
Went up on the auction website by retired trainer Gaston Van de Vauwe. Fetched the top bid of $1,894,670 at the close of auction on Sunday. And the same guy who bought it bought another one when he paid $1.4 million. So this is really, it's big money.
They have races
yes.
in different parts of the world that are million-dollar races. Million-dollar races for these pigeons. And the pigeons themselves are, if, you know, it was amazing about these animals. They brought a couple of his in, his racing pigeons. Those are not your pigeons you see sitting on the lines or in the trees trying to see which one can mark your car the best. No, these pigeons come up, they make a circle, and by using the sun, by using stars, by using these techniques, they will race home, and sometimes averaging 50 miles an hour. Think about this, 50 miles an hour, depending on the length of the race. And then they come back to their, they've got little GPSs on their, around their ankles, around their legs. And it is amazing on how much money can be won by pigeon racing. Anyway, let's go to the phones. Jimmy, good morning. Hello, Jimmy.
Good morning.
Good morning. There
Hi,
you are,
guys.
Buddy. What
hey.
You got?
Wow, those pigeons sound faster than my internet.
Yeah. Well, you must have some pretty fast internet. What's
hey,
on your
I
mind?
I got a funny cat story for you. I was listening to your cat story, and I just want to call and shoot the breeze, you know?
Okay, good.
Sure.
Well, when I was a kid, we lived in the Bay Area. I was probably like 9 or 10, and we had this cat named Tigger. And our cat disappeared for like 5 or 6 months, and we never knew what happened to him. And we were moving from the Bay Area to up here in Shasta County. And this is no BS. We had the moving van loaded, the moving truck loaded. My dad, my sister, and I were in the truck. My dad starts a truck. He starts to pull out, and lo and behold, Tigger comes walking up on this hillside. I'm all, that's Tigger. We're like, oh, my gosh, wow. So we go get the cat, and we're so happy and elated, and we put him in the moving van, and he dashes under the seat, and we're driving up to Redding. We're so happy. All right, we got Tigger back. Well, we pulled up to our house, opened the door, the cat bolted out, and never saw him again.
And this is before chipping, of course.
Yeah, this was a happy cat story.
You know, my God.
You never saw him again, huh?
No.
Jeez.
But it was a short time of elation and happiness. But I'd like to, can I talk
sure,
about this
please.
Corona stuff?
Yeah, of course.
You know, and I know everybody's sick and tired of talking about it, but they can't help stop talking about it, right?
Well, it's, you know what? It has become a part of our
yeah,
life.
Yeah, it is. Like
it's like when we go through, Linda and I go through, we must go through 12, 13 news sources in the morning. And, you know, many of them are repetitive. Some of them are just kind of weird. You know, it's the stories. But try to get away from either the election or COVID, and it's like the world has stopped.
Right.
Nothing else is happening.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Town Hall was talking about the stuff going on in Africa. I thought that was interesting. So, like it has always happened. But this, you know, in years gone, the last 20 years, I'm 52 now, and when I was about 28 or so here in Redding, I got sick, and I don't know what it was. It was the flu, and I was so sick. I remember going to sleep, and I woke up, and it was the evening time, and I asked my girlfriend, I said, oh, my gosh, I must have been asleep all day. She said, no, you've been asleep for 2.5 days. I was so
sick.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, and then about 10 years ago, I caught something. I don't know if it was SARS or whatever COVID, corona was
going on. I think SARS was going through then. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't breathe. I mean, my wife had to drive me to the hospital here in Redding because, I mean, it felt like I was drowning. I couldn't breathe.
Oh, man.
And, you know, they had to call a respiratory specialist up from Red Bluff. It was so bad. But my point is that, you know, this stuff's been around for a long time, and they never did any of these lockdowns or anything this drastic. And it's just, you know, it's like people are treating this like the movie Outbreak, sort of.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, Jimmy, that's a good point, because they say SARS was very much like COVID, but it wasn't as, quote, deadly as COVID. And that if it had been, that our loss during that time frame would have been, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. But it wasn't as deadly, supposedly, as this one. And I had somebody in our chat room, you probably saw it, says, you know, I probably misunderstood what he was saying about this is, you know, not true. Well, I know too many doctors, including my own brothers or brother-in-laws, that are doctors who think this is real. Oh, no, this is real. And I had a doctor sitting right here, and everybody's heard me say it, that they had four patients die from COVID that would be alive today if it wasn't for COVID. However, when you get fixated on this number of people that have caught it, and then you somehow, that keeps on building every day, but yet the vast, vast, vast majority of them have recovered.
Right, and let's look at the death rate.
Let's look at the death rate. Right. And it's horrible if somebody dies. I've got a very, very close friend right now. It's been running. If he doesn't take his meds, with his meds, his temperature is 100. If he doesn't take them, it's 103. And this is one strong guy. I mean, this is not. This is a guy that has probably never missed a day of work in his life for illness. Has been in bed on his back for 4 days.
Right. Yeah.
Look at you.
Also.
If people don't know Jimmy can rip down a brick wall if he wants to.
Well, and I mean, I'm, you know, like I said, I'm 52. I'm overweight, out of shape. But yeah, back in the day, I was pretty. Pretty good specimen.
We all were, Jimmy. We all were.
But the guy in the chat room, I absolutely understand what he was saying, because this is a serious issue, but there's factions of this that certain people are using to further their agenda.
And you're absolutely right on that one. And every time I see Newsom has made decisions that I just think, who in the hell is advising this man? And then he goes out, and rubs our face in it by going to a place that has $350 a plate dinners with all of his lobbyist friends. It was so egregious. Even the Sacramento Bee is the one that wrote the article.
Yep.
And I mean, the Sacramento Bee, which is, you would never even say they lean left. No, they have leaned so far to the left they've fallen over.
Yeah.
But they're the ones that wrote the story. And yet here we are with this governor making these decisions, who just doesn't abide by his own. And then we're sending lawmakers to Maui. Come on.
All right, Jimmy. Thanks for your call.
One quick thing before I get off the air. Dominion stuff with the software and the voting debacle.
Yeah.
Let's remember, and I'll let you guys go. Super Tuesday at the primaries for the Democrats. They were trying out new software, and they didn't know who won the primary for weeks.
It was back in New Jersey and several other places. You're absolutely right. Or in Iowa. What New Jersey had, it was 3 weeks before they could finally get the counts in also.
It was a test run. All right, guys.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks a lot, Jimmy.
We're going to have to take a break.
I do not believe this. I believe there is some malfeasance in this election. I don't know how bad it is. I don't know if it makes a difference. But I truly believe there's some malfeasance on purpose. Okay.
Got to give some love to our sponsors. Got to get running here.
Did you know that that quality sleep is more important as we head into the winter with COVID? And that the sleep number has done sleep studies, finding that people that are on sleep number beds are getting anywhere from 6 to 17 more minutes of quality sleep, and averaging even 15 minutes more quality sleep per night is enough to boost immunity.
I sure notice a difference when we travel, or when we used to travel, and when we're on a different mattress than our home mattress, which is our sleep number. And my sleep number setting, I can change it to how I'm feeling. So I've been feeling a lot better lately. So I'm right there in the middle of 55, my sleep number setting is.
Yeah, and mine last night was 65. My sleep number setting was 65, and I moved that up. But there's a number of things that happen when you get a good night's sleep. And discover the Sleep Number 360 smart bed for proven quality sleep. And now during the Ultimate Sleep Number event, save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed for a limited time only. Only at the Sleep Number stores or on sleepnumber.com. And, of course, our Sleep Number store is in the Target Shopping Center. Great people down there. Go on down and check it out. We have people that we know that not only do they have it for themselves, they bought them for their kids.
Well, Bill, we'll be right back after these messages. We're over time. We'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Reading Rancheria. We are proud to play our part in the community. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO of Reading Rancheria. Since the Community Fund was established, over $3.5 million in grants have been awarded to our local nonprofit organizations. We are dedicated to supporting worthy causes in our region and help make possible the impactful work done by our local nonprofits, and will continue to do so during these changing times. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals is taking part in Operation Holiday Salute by thanking our local veterans for their service. Snow's is your complete celebration headquarters, proudly serving Shasta, Tehama, and Trinity counties. They provide decorations and rentals for your special event, including weddings, corporate and business events, memorials, and gatherings. Snow's Wedding and Party Rentals at 3066 Crossroads Drive. Call today, 222-8606. That's 222-8606.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 50 degrees out there. It looks like we're going to get rain today. And phone lines here are 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. They're open. Go on down there. They're the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. And Christmas is coming up, my friends. A great place to find that perfect present for your loved one.
Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Hey, Bill. Good morning and welcome to the show. You're live. What's on your mind?
I was watching television. It was about 1:30 early Saturday morning. And It was ABC, and they ran that thing about Gavin Newsom being at French Laundry there in Marin County. And they were saying there was 100 people. And
wow.
They ran it twice, and then they didn't run it again. Because I watched after that, and I don't normally watch ABC. I was channel surfing, and I'm going, oh, kind of a hypocritical son of a gun. And it's going. And then you didn't see any, I didn't see anything more about it. They yanked it.
Well, of course they did, because it doesn't meet their approval.
I can't hear you.
It did not meet their approval. You know, it's,
probably not.
Yeah, but. And the fact is that, you know, this is another example of the elites rubbing it in the face of the people that pay their salaries.
Yes, yes. One other thing. You had Advanced Automotive on, and I had to use them. I had a window that stuck in my Mercury, and I thought it was the motor. It wasn't the motor. It was the carriage. But that down in there, Advanced Automotive, they took really good care of me, and just so nice.
Aww. Aren't they nice? Aren't they great people?
Shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
aren't they great people?
Thank you for that. Yeah. Yeah, that's really.
And they even delivered the car to me, apologized, and washed it and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I'm going to have to talk to them about that. I don't think they polished mine.
You know, when we talk about the fact of what it is to live in a town like Reading, it's for those, exactly what you're saying. There's a feeling, you know, for even all our differences, there's a little bit of still a Mayberry RFD that's going on right here in Reading, CA.
And Mary, the gal that took care of all the stuff, I called her and she said, well, we got one of them in and it looked like it had been used, so we sent it back and we had to get another one from, I think it was Corning or something, but they were just so nice. And like I said, they delivered my car so my son wouldn't have to pick me up, take me down there to pick it up.
Wow. Well, thank you so much,
thank
Bill, for
you,
that.
Bill.
Because we're getting ready to give another example about Reading right now.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot for your call.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Okay, since the show's been on, Linda and I have been watching this elderly lady.
Well, we have a window, of course,
we have
out
a
on
window
Market Street.
To the world.
Right.
And here on Market Street. She's been walking back and forth for most of the hour. And we thought at first that maybe she was
waiting
for
somebody.
Because she
has her slippers on.
Well, they look like.
Right outside the motel there.
Kind of like hospital slippers, too. And so after watching this, and she keeps looking like she was waiting for somebody, Ashley called.
Walking
our,
up and down the street.
Police, and it took about, 4 minutes,
right.
5 minutes? And there's a policeman over there. And he is being so nice with
this
lady. Sweet
and gentle with her.
He put her coat on her. Now he's trying to find out some information about her. But watching him put.
Just makes me want to cry.
It's not a coat. It's kind of like a sweater.
Like a flannel shirt.
Yeah, helping her put that on. So.
And he's going to gently put her in the bag because she's. I feel that she's, she's disoriented. She's maybe lost her way. But she's right outside the motel in her slippers, and she's walking back. Before Carl just is leaving because he's going to say thank you to this gentleman because he's treating her as if he would treat his mom or his aunt or something like that. All right, so I'm going to change the subject a little bit. And if you are listening right now and you know this answer, I have two tickets to you guys. Reading Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay. Now, as we know, this is going to be a spectacular, something for us to really look forward to that Reading is doing during this crazy time with the elections, a crazy time with, COVID. This is a chance for you to be outside and watch the beautiful Reading Garden of Lights from November to December, November 27th to December 27th. Two tickets. I think they're like a $15 value each. So on this day, 70 years ago, there was an official head of state that became the head of state at the age of 15. 70 years ago today, there was a person who's a world leader that became the official head of state. If you call 605-4567 and you have that answer, we're going to give you two tickets to the Reading Garden of Lights.
A million lights to go through there. Yeah. Hey, the officer now has her in the car, so I feel so much better now because
he was so sweet with her.
She's being taken care of.
We need to know what his name is.
Well, we'll find out.
I know you guys are looking this up because you want to go to the Garden of Lights. I'm not going to give you
for free.
I'm not. Here, the phones are coming. I'm not going to give you any more clues
because it's too easy. Yeah. Except I would have never gotten it.
But if I gave you the name, the different name, what you knew who it was, or is because you saw the picture? Come on, Carl.
Well, it's because
you saw the picture.
I saw the picture. Okay, I have to admit.
All right.
I saw the picture.
Because you went, oh, that's so. Hey, I was like, oh, come on.
You know something else that we'd like? You know what? We've got Bill on the line. Okay, Bill.
I just hung up from you. Is that Shirley Temple?
No.
That's a, oh, hey,
sorry.
You know that was a good. That,
that
was a good,
good
bet,
one.
Though. That was a good bet.
Okay, but this is a fun game today.
Let me put it this way. Okay, it's in another country.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
He became a head of state at the age of 15.
Now Roberta's on the line. Roberta, who is it?
I guess Queen Elizabeth.
No, but you were close.
Okay.
You were close. Okay, think like this. Okay, people are calling in. Think like this. It's another country. It's a harsh country.
No, don't.
Okay, well, wait a minute.
I want people to work for it.
Okay, they're working. They're calling.
These are like amazing tickets.
These are tickets to the Reading Garden of Lights show,
yeah.
And that you can go to a million lights there and walking through. And we also have, in this next half hour, we're going to be giving away a lot of Black Bear Diner tickets.
All right, so is that Nick? Is Nick on the phone?
I was going to say Queen Margaret.
Nope.
Sorry.
Listen, I got something else I want to talk about while people look this up.
Okay.
I've got in front of me a precedent set by the United States Supreme Court in 1878.
Okay.
By categorically asserting that fraud vitiates everything, the SCOTUS affirms that perpetrating fraud undermines the entire endeavor. The whole contract, the complete judgment, the final result, or the election outcome, etc. Once the fraud is proven, meaning Trump only needs to prove one fraud, the enterprise is entirely, in its entirety, such as a POTUS candidacy has been irreparably tainted and the result invalidated. In other words, if it was only the Michigan vote was stolen from Team Biden, by Team Biden, the victory would still have been nullified since fraud vitiates everything. Vitiates means cancels out everything.
So you just need to have one. Okay, Nick, we'll see what happens.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Well, now compare that to a poker game.
Compare
the election to a poker game.
Exactly.
Catch somebody cheating, isn't that the end of the hand? It's over?
I believe so.
Absolutely.
Well,
all right.
And then you beat him up and you take his money and split it among the rest of them.
Well, who's going to get the first shot at Biden?
I don't know. Thanks, Nick.
We've got to take a break.
No, we got to have Janice. Oh. Janice, do you know who it is?
Hello?
Yes, Janice, you're on.
Is it Winston Churchill?
No.
Sorry.
Stalin?
No. Okay, we're going to take more calls after the break.
Okay, I'm going to give another hint.
No.
Yes,
on
I
this
am.
Day, 70 years ago, this person became the head of state at the age of 15. We're taking a break. 8:31 in the morning.
This portion,
96.5
this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented. They're there to help you. They're there to move your dreams forward. You can visit them online at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day, the dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny at Shasta Gas Propane. In honor of Veterans Day on November 11th and our great veterans of Shasta and Tehama counties, Shasta Gas is going to further discount our already discounted veteran price. To schedule the delivery and get details on this special program, please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. And a special thanks to our veterans.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Come on with the rain, I have a smile on my face.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl, Linda Bott, and Ashley at the
controls. Wonderful music.
Trying to keep everybody under control back there.
Oh, yeah.
8:36 in the morning, 50 degrees out there. Yeah, it is going to rain today. We just don't know when. The happy ending to our story is that the policeman found out, the officer found out that the lady is staying in the hotel. And then he walked her to her room. He was holding her hand so that she wouldn't stumble. But he got her back into her room.
She was disoriented, ladies and gentlemen, for the last hour. She had on her white slippers, and she was holding a coat. She was walking back and forth as if she was waiting for someone. So finally, Carl had Ashley called the cops. the police, the Reading police, and within 5 minutes, you know, the guy was out in front. But he was so tender and beautiful with her. He put her little coat on, and he talked with her, and then she had a little zipper, like a bag, and I think we saw why we were talking through all this. He went through her bag and found a phone. We put her in the back seat, was gentle about it, and I guess he found out, you know, that she was staying there probably through via a phone call of somebody maybe who's there for a minute.
And he checked with. Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Happy
ending. Okay. So the question is, on this day, 70 years ago, there was somebody who became a head of state at the age of 15. Let's go to Roberta. Okay, Roberta.
Good morning. Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands.
No.
Nope, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry.
Next. Carrie.
Carrie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Did you have something you want to say about this or
something else? You're live on the air, and if you... Okay, go ahead. What's on your mind?
I was wondering if the answer was the Dalai Lama.
Yes!
And not only do you get the two tickets, Carrie, you're going to get 20 bare buck diner tickets, $20 worth of bare bucks also.
So on this day, 70 years ago, the 14th Dalai Lama became Tibet's official head of state at the age of 15. His name is Tenzin Gyatso. He was chosen to become the Dalai Lama when he was 2, but he had to flee his country for India during the 1959 Tibetan uprising against China. He has since received the Nobel Peace Prize and traveled the world advocating for the welfare of Tibetans, teaching Tibetan Buddhism, investigating the interference between Buddhism and science, which enthralls him, and authoring books about the importance of compassion and how to live a happy life.
Okay, Carrie. So
thank you so much,
Carrie.
What
you have to do is just come on down here. We've got all the tickets and everything put aside
mask
for
up,
you.
Mask up. We'll mask up, and, you know, you just come in and...
and get your tickets. Awesome. 1326 Market Street. Thanks for calling.
Uh-huh. Bye.
Bye. Hey, and in fact, I have got another $20 worth of Black Bear Diner tickets if you for the first caller at 605-4567 if you want that. If you'd like to get some... some bare buck diner tickets. You've got to use them, though, by the end of the year. I know. We've been trying to give them away, and every time we give them away, they, you know, COVID hits us again. But I think you can eat outside at Black Bear.
And or get to go.
Or to go. Yeah. So it's $20.
I believe they are doing a bunch of Thanksgiving to go stuff.
Yeah.
So what are you doing? What's the question
for? There's no question. I'm just giving it because I have a whole bunch of – do you see how many bare bucks?
Oh, okay. But, I mean, I like it when people have to dig. A little bit, like expand your brain.
Okay, if you can get within three days of when our station started.
Oh, that's a good one.
Started the day
that we actually would broadcast live.
Yeah, within 3 days when we kicked it off, when we lit this thing off, it'll be starting 11 years on this day. If you can call in, not only will you get 20. Dollars of Black Bear, 20 Black Bear diner tickets, you're going to get 30.
Okay.
So add two more to that.
All right, add two more to that. All
okay.
Right, so $30.
You just
good.
Have to get within 3 days of, and I've been talking about it off
and
on
ringing
for years.
You love it,
so,
love it.
Okay, you know what we saw yesterday? Electric scooters.
Top of Hilltop
these
Drive.
Are everywhere.
Yeah, there was about five of them on the top of Hilltop Road, right when you come up to this trail, top of the trail.
Well, that's my way of running along the river trail, is I get on an electric scooter, take it up the hills, and then I park it there, and then I kind of trot down the street. However, the other day on our sidewalk right here on Market Street, mm-hmm. I'm walking down the street, and I look up, and there are five kids coming down the street. Teenagers on these scooters coming down the sidewalk right here, and which you know what? Somehow you always kind of want to push the first one and see what it looks like.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, you're right.
But I didn't do it.
Okay, so we have like a bunch of calls coming in. Ashley,
Michelle
was on the air. Good morning, and what? Okay, now what do we
have?
Oh, about how many days away from?
I'm on the air, guys.
Oh, okay,
okay,
hi.
Michelle. Okay, tell us.
Hi.
Tell us within 3 days.
Is it December 11th?
You got it.
Okay, well, it's December 14th, but that was close.
Oh.
12, 13, yep.
So, so you get the $30 for the Black Bear Diner Bucks.
And awesome. I love that place.
Okay.
And thank you for calling in and listening. And Roberta, what's on your mind?
Awesome. I love that.
Hello, Roberta.
Listening in, Roberta?
Yes.
Yes, November 24th.
Well, you know what?
Nope, that's not it. But you're reasonably close. you're reasonably close. So think about it. Think about it. Let's just say that your month and day was wrong. Okay.
Well, what you did, Carl, just in all fairness, is you said, I'm giving $20 away to the next caller.
Oh, that's
and
right.
Then we said, let's dig a little bit, and win was 3 days. So, Michelle, you win 30. Roberta, you get 20, and
that's
we're
right.
good. So, we're after
you're
that.
Good. Roberta, $20.
$20 to Roberta. I got that there. I got 30 for Michelle because she answered the question. And, of course, Carrie, you have the two tickets to Red and Garden of Lights plus $20 in Black Bear Diner Bucks. So, we're going to be giving more a lot of away this week. It is Thanksgiving coming up, and, of course, we're staying put. So anything can help right now. We're so happy that you have supported our station as we go into our 11th year. And, of course, many of you know our struggle as we were in corporate across town and the bean counters came in and we were like, nope, not going to. You're not going to decide on a Friday you love us and a Monday that you've decided to cut us. So we came across town and will always do a shout out and always have gratitude and a shake hand to Michael Quinn, who had this FCC license and we bought it and we built this. And it was only because of through the help of our local banking establishments and our live reads that we do with, that's all supports us because, you know, we're not government funded. We are just, we do this because we can have sponsors, and our sponsors, almost every single one of our sponsors we use, we know them, and we recommend them. So I just want you to know, when we talk about Sleep Number, we sleep on it. When we talk about Alliance Heating and Air, we use them. When we talk about Shasta Gas Propane, we use them. When we talk about Tobacco and Brew, Carl smokes their cigars. When we talk about the people that we do live barbershop.
Coachmaster.
Yes.
Fixed somebody in our town, Sideswipe Linda. And
yes.
Who did we take it down to? Coachmaster.
Yes.
Why take it anywhere else? Okay, we got to take a quick break. Now, when we come back, something is being canceled that is causing a lot of consternation. This is a national event, and it's causing a lot of consternation. And we're going to talk about that when we come back because I don't believe they need to cancel this program because of just the way it's run. So 8:44 in the morning, 51 degrees out there. Yes, it's supposed to rain today. And it's, Ashley, you're telling me by this afternoon. Is Roberta still on the line?
Oh, I was going to say something.
Oh, okay. Well, go on. Say it.
Okay, Carl, when you were at that other station across town, I was your first caller, and I have followed you and Linda every day ever since.
Well, and you know what else? Roberta shows up when Linda sings. And
Roberta, much love.
We love you, Roberta, and thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Well, you have given me a lot of wonderful joy and even some tears.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay, hey, and speaking of our sponsors who have been with us since I was at the other station at 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturdays at the Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that's loyal and a great group of people down there that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's Man's Last Stronghold. They work on appointments only due to all this craziness. 244-9478. Disposable drapes that go across you. You don't have to worry about getting anything down there. You could probably eat off the floor. That's Cypress Square Barbershop, Man's Last Stronghold. We'll be right back.
River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games. With safety measures in place, including plexiglass to allow for physical distancing, sterilization of chips and gaming area, plus our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24/7. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways to win, more fun. No one else in town offers this. Your safety matters to us. WinRiver.com.
Medicare open enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. Help keep your drug costs low by reviewing your plan for the following year. Remember, Medicare plans can change each year. PSA2 Health Insurance Counseling Advocacy Program HICAP services are free and include individual counseling and assistance, as well as community education services. PSA2 HICAP services does not sell, endorse, or recommend any specific insurance product. PSA2 HICAP is your trusted source for Medicare information. Call PSA2 HICAP services for more information. 530-223-09. Or 1-800-434-0222. That's 530-223-0999 or 1-800-434-0222.
This project was supported in part by grant number 90S APG 009-40100 from the U.S. Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, Washington, D.C. 20201. Grantees undertaking projects under government sponsorship are encouraged to express freely their findings and conclusions. Points of view or opinions do not, therefore, necessarily represent official Administration for Community Living policy.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer. Car wash coupons or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Lung Affair is a nonprofit organization that raises public awareness about lung cancer, as well as implementing smoking cessation programs within the community. The Lung Affair was started and is supported by Pace Cancer Center in 2008. Money generated through this program is then allocated for smoking cessation and lung cancer awareness programs in Shasta County, including education programs for elementary, middle, and high schools. We also create public service advertisements about the dangers of smoking and have them placed at numerous area bus stops with wide visibility, as well as on the sides of ROBA buses. Due to the current COVID-19 pandemic, our event this year will be held as an online raffle posted on the Pace Cancer Center Facebook page. There will be three gift baskets available for raffle, and tickets will be available at the Pace Cancer Center. In addition, you can also donate to this fundraising event. Tickets are now available and will be available till 4 p.m. on Wednesday, November 24th, and the raffle will be drawn on Monday, November 30th. Help us help our community. Pace Cancer Center and the Lung Affair.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
So we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rafter, and we need a little...
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. At 605-4567, we're going to give away some more stuff here, and we're going to make it easy on Jimmy because it's going to be a rock and roll question.
All right,
but
I
not
got one.
Right, but give me a second here.
Yep.
This portion of the show brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber, a veteran-owned business, has been doing just remarkable work for the last 16 years. He's a local supporter of so many different good causes around here. Donates his famous 50-gallon drum lined with granite barbecue pits, and that is just outstanding. If you want to have great work and are really done by an artist when it comes to granite and marble and all types of stone, go to Mike Huber. Give him a call at 241-STONE. He works by appointments only, 241-STONE, or learn more at estategranite.com. Okay. Now, Linda just ran out of the studio with her question. So something has happened. Arlington National Cemetery has canceled its annual Wreaths Across America program, which honors fallen soldiers and fallen military. The threes all over the country and abroad. Now, we do this every year here. It's started by Kim Chamberlain, who's just a wonderful lady. And what it is we put wreaths on every one of the grave sites up at Igo. People come in and volunteer to do this. This is all volunteers that do this. And it is just beautiful. And our military who have passed are remembered this way. Well, this year, because of COVID, Arlington has decided to cancel this. Well, they're getting some pushback here from senators and congressmen. Senator Tom Cotton tweeted, "I encourage Army leaders to reconsider this decision. Thousands of people have marched in D.C. streets the past couple weekends for Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Surely volunteers can responsibly place wreaths on the graves of our fallen heroes at Arlington." But it's not just Arlington. It's all over the country. Dan Crenshaw, former SEAL of Texas himself, has urged the cemetery to reconsider citing measures that can be taken to protect attendees. "It must be reversed immediately. Critical thinking must win out over emotion," Crenshaw said in a tweet. "Large areas, outside and well-spaced with masks on, is perfectly safe. Our fallen deserve to be remembered." I wholeheartedly agree on that. So just because Arlington is canceling it, can we still have our wreaths across America, our wreaths on the Igo Cemetery this year? Well, we're going to reach out to the people that put this on and see if they're just going to ignore that, because it is outside. People can mask. You just go up and you grab, literally, you know, we'll have a quick service up there. People can be spaced. You can wear masks. And then people pick up these wreaths and go to each and every marker and put a wreath on it. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful, and it means something. So we're going to reach out to our friends at Wreaths Across America, and especially for wreaths here at our Igo Cemetery, and see if they are going to perhaps write their own little rule book. I don't know. I don't know what will happen. But we're going to find out, and we'll get back to you on this. I mean,
we could always do a wreath and take it out there ourselves, you know. It's on usually on December 13th, from what I recall.
No, it's the 19th.
Okay, so, all right, so it's flip. I remember 13th, 12th. But if we wanted to do it ourselves, I don't see why we couldn't just, we can go take one out to Bob McIntosh's grave and some other people we know. We can do a couple. We'd buy some fresh
wreaths.
We could do that.
But I think this is something that we need to, you know, let's look at this. You can do it safely. You can have people spaced out. People are outside when this is going on. And, this is something I think we can do as a community. And so who do we call? We call the Wreaths Across America. Who else do we call? Preston Sharp.
Yeah, and Preston. Kim Chamberlain. This has been her baby,
well,
too.
But, yeah, and Kim has passed this all, you know, passed mm-hmm. this on after she got it started and mm-hmm. did such a wonderful job.
Okay, you rock and roll fans, you told me do something rock. Okay, if you tell me who this is, because, you know, stars change their names, who is the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer named Eric Patrick Clapp? Give us a call, and you'll get $20 of Black Bear Diner Bucks, 605-4567. Who is the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer? There we go. And then I'm going to do one more name.
Wait a minute. So what is his real name?
Yeah. What's the star name? That's the real name. So who's the Rock and Roll Famer whose real name is Eric Patrick Clapp?
That's his real name. Or is that his?
No, that's his real name. I'm asking who's the Rock and Roll Famer?
Okay, so he's running by a different name.
Yes.
Okay, and on the phone is
Tim.
Tim, good morning. Do you know who that is, Tim?
Morning. I'm going to take a quick guess and just say Eric Clapton.
Yep, you got it, buddy. Here we're going to play him right now. $20, Black Bear Diner Bucks. Come see us, 1326 Market Street. There he is. You know, come on. Nobody, you know, he's got his own.
That was too easy. Tim,
well,
good on you, Tim.
Yeah, that was way too easy. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we got to do something about the wreaths out there at Igo. That's just got to get done.
All right.
You know what? I'm glad. You know what? This is something I think that we as a community could do. And it's not the reason. We already have the reason. And so this is the part where we're going to reach out. And with people like you, Tim, and other people.
My son, I don't mean to interrupt, but my son's Cub Scout pack, they were out there last year helping to put the wreaths out there. And it was really touching and really important. And, you know, I've got a grandmother who's buried out there. And it really needs to be done.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. Good, because maybe we can get you your Cub Scout pack and come out there again, and a lot of us can go out there and just do it. As a voluntary type thing. You know, it doesn't even have to be a ceremony. It can just be, hey, we're going to do it. So thanks, Tim, and stay tuned.
All right,
well,
thank you.
Okay, well, I'm going to throw one last one out there. What is another...
Here you go, Jimmy.
...star of... let's see, would be the 70s and 80s, maybe perhaps the 90s. His real name was Christopher Charles Geppert. What was the name of this star?
That's too easy.
Christopher Charles Geppert is the real name. What was his stage name?
You have 2 minutes.
And you have 2 minutes to call in, and I'll also give you $20 because we've got this lots of Black Bear Diner bucks. And Thanksgiving's coming. You might want a side dish.
Here's some of the things coming in on the in our chat room here. And things like, thanks for all the nice things people are saying. Does everybody have their flashlights, lanterns, and power outage supplies ready for this week's and this winter's weather? Good point. If you've noticed, we were down in one of our local grocery stores, Safeway, and they're already restricting
bleach and rubbing alcohol.
Rubbing alcohol, everything, because they seem to think there's going to be a run on it. Okay, let's go to the phones. Dave.
Hey.
Okay, who's
Christopher Cross?
Yes.
Hey. That was too easy.
Takes me away.
Okay, yeah. Dave, you've got $20 worth of Black Bear Diner tickets, and just come on down to 1326. What else you got?
Congratulations, you guys.
Hey, thanks
a lot.
We
love you.
It's all your hot air, Carl.
I know.
That's it. It's my hot air. And, you know, and I know who this
the
is.
The Mustang in them, yeah.
I want to keep...
Who used to have a show on us?
Used to have a show
we
on this
We miss a swap
stage.
And sell.
Oh, gosh, we missed that.
What was it called again, Dave?
Love you guys.
All right.
Love it.
Take care. Take care, Indian. And that, no, that wasn't a racist thing. He is.
No, he likes to be called
well,
that.
Well, he is. He's well known as Indian Dave.
Yeah.
Okay, tomorrow, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. But really, who knows at this point? And a couple other guests. Thanks so much. This was 2 hours that we started out a little bit COVID and elections, but we finished up strong.
All right, you guys have a great day.
And remember, Rees Across America, I will have an update on that tomorrow morning. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. All you guys out there, you guys are all good guys.